Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. What is the show? Well, if you're new to us, first of all, where you been? I've been doing the show like 20 years. But yes, coast to coast, 1 hour talk show on the topic of, wait for it, video games. And being on all these sports talk networks, sometimes people get the wrong idea that it's just sports video games. No, we do talk about that, but it's all video games. And it's great to have you with us, however you are listening to us. Home of the Video Game Review is here at San Francisco's Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world. On the American Forces Radio Network as well. We know that the members of the United States military, they love the video games because it gives them a little home cooking, a little respite from the hard work that they put in to keep us safe and our allies. So we certainly appreciate everyone listening. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whatever your force you're with, you're doing a great job. Keep up the good work. And come home soon. We're also on the internet, sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. Those go to me, and that's good for the cheat code at the end of the show, which I'll give away, just request. And also to win the game, I give away a brand new game every show at 40 after. So we're 8 after right now. So about a half hour from now. Also on SB Nation Live on the internet, and proud to be on the Dan Patrick channel. That's Sirius XM 211 in progress. Also the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. And if you're watching cable television, you can always dial up the CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider, as Sports Byline goes through there 24/7 as well. So the show, sometimes I do interviews like I did last week with someone from the biz. Today it's wide open for your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'll let you know what's new this week as well, the new releases, but call me up, questions, comments, or concerns. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Once again, I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us, wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, or okay, foreign lands. So, obviously, Fallout is a big hit on Amazon Prime, and I'm bringing it up because Fallout Season 2 has been confirmed. That just came out a couple days ago, and that is very good news. There is no doubt about that whatsoever. And also the Ghoul, who is, of course, the great Walton Goggins. He is now available in Fallout 76, and Lucy and Maximus, the other two main characters, are available if you want to play with them. But some interesting things, and I was saying last week with this series, there's going to be a lot of people who are playing this game now who had never played it before, and all the different versions, you would think, probably from 3 New Vegas to 4 and on. And I was one of those guys. And I put in Fallout 4, and a week ago, I started playing it again. My last save was from December 2017. And I was like, God, how is that possible? It's almost, you know, 6.5 years ago. That's how long it's been since I played 4. Now, I played a lot of Fallout 76, which is now technically an older game. Fallout 76. And so, but then it was really kind of like impressive and shocking to me, because I put, you know, hundreds of hours in that game. Fallout 4, so good. And where my home is, I went to a Red Rocket gas station in the upper left corner of the map,
sort of by where the original settlement was. And I had 18 power armors there. And of course I had the XL1 with the, I have the best of everything, and I should at that point. And I basically don't even need power armor wherever I go on the map. I just, outside of the places that are really ratted out, and then you can just take, just don't get addicted to rat away. But, just a spray and pray. I mean, these weapons, like my best, I have this sledgehammer that the damage is 587. It basically kills anything in the entire game in one hit. And so, but I earned all that stuff. There were no cheats. But what we do have now is a very interesting mod I read about on IGN, which can take Fallout 3 and then Fallout New Vegas and put them together. Now, Fallout 4 was on the PS4, which is, by the way, is over 10 years old now. I got that in 2013. And I think about, that thing acts up on me all the time. It's just not like the Red Ring of Death, like the 360 would have, but sometimes it'll just go on by itself. And luckily it was cranky enough to work. But to get out the PS3 and New Vegas, you're better off doing this mod on a, you can do it on Xbox with a Game Pass. But if you do, what they can do now is Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas, you can put them together and have them run at 60 frames per second as well. Now, that's pretty cool if you can think about putting those two wastelands together, and that is what they call it, Begin Again, A Tale of Two Wastelands. And they call it a curated collection of over 300 mods. It says in one seamless adventure. And that might sound kind of daunting, especially if you're new to PC gaming and haven't used mods before. But what you need is obviously your gaming PC, and you need Fallout 3 Game of the Year Edition and Fallout New Vegas Ultimate. And it has to be those two because they include all of the DLC expansions. So the versions on Game Pass don't have those, so it doesn't work. Then, and this sounds like, I don't want to get, virus on my computer. I don't think you will, but you need a Nexus Mods account, which is free to create. And then you need to download Wabbajack, WABBAJCK, which is an automated modless installer that makes the process of installing mods like Begin Again, which, comprise lots of smaller mods, much easier. So, simply put, this is sort of the ultimate Fallout mod. When you have a tailored list of over 300 mods maintained by Nexus Mods, it adds countless, if you want to call them quality of life improvements, texture enhancements, deep in-game customization options, balance changes if you want that. But as I said, the most impressive thing to me is merging two games, two wastelands together. And brand new quests. The main one is to restore power to a train station deep within DC. Because remember, Fallout 3 was DC. Fallout 4 was Boston. Now, what's funny for me is I said my last save on Fallout 4 on my PS4 was December of 2017. Well, December of last year, 2023, I went to Boston because I usually go to the Army-Navy game. It's one of my sponsors, USAA, and normally it's in Philly. It was in Manhattan a couple of years ago. Well, all the events were in Manhattan. It was played in New Jersey at Giant Stadium. But this time it was at Foxborough, so we were all ensconced in Boston. And I got to see, for all the times I've been very fortunate and privileged to travel to a lot of places around the world, I had never been to Boston before, which was crazy, but I hadn't. So, and as a history buff, it was really cool going, just doing the regular stuff, you know, going to Faneuil Hall and the Constitution and Bunker Hill and the site of the Boston Massacre, all that stuff, Boston Common, the State House. And then to go back and play Fallout 4 and realize that that Bunker Hill monument was where I did all my trading. That's where I got my spray and pray from Cricket at her shop. The USS Constitution was high at the top of a skyscraper. And when you go below deck, which I got to do in Boston, it looks almost exact in the video game. And then I feel let down. I don't know if the CTE from the college football I played in the 80s. But I, at the time, I wasn't thinking, oh, cool, this was an, I had completely forgotten about it. And then so it's really cool to play it again and then go back to these places that I've been. And I'm like, that you know, of course, it's not. You know, this is a game from 2015 when it came out. So it's like, this isn't going to be exact, but it's pretty close. And I had just put in like so much effort, and like no one even attacks my, I've got like 30 automated machine guns and no one even attacks my house anymore. I wish they would, but it would be over in a second. But as I said, I earned my right to dominate. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come on back. Lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us as we talk video games here for a little more than a half hour. We'll get you back to the sports talk on all the respective networks. In fact, in the next segment, we'll give away the brand new game. A very simple question I will ask to win it, and you just email me the answer, and the second correct answer will win the game. Email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. So I saw an interesting article in that bastion of video game coverage, Forbes, about generative AI. And obviously, we know that AI has got very exciting new tools for video game developers to use to help with their content and make the visuals more realistic and better immersive gameplay. And it's just interesting what the generative AI can do. And instead of what this does, it just helps you from having to paint out every pixel when you're making a game. So the procedural generation, you just leverage algorithms to create these vast, intricate, unpredictable environments. And that's what the terrain generation. A lot of times you can just take a picture and throw it in and it's going to do it, and then sort of know what the architecture that you like and start making it on its own. That's the automated modeling, as it just streamlines all that stuff. And the voice synthesis, this was one of the things that was part of the SAG strike that went on for a long time, and that, you know, a lot of people in the video game world thought that their jobs are going to be replaced, because just from what I have been told by people who know about this stuff, just since we came back from the break, all the things I've just said, you can take my voice now and make me say anything. Please don't. But that's all you need. And then you could have the Titillator 3000 do that. You don't even need to pay me to do this show anymore, and it's not much. But you can get this show done for free. And the thing that I think is interesting is just the generative music. You know, I know at the ChatGPT, the comedian Mark Norman said, he told it, come up with some Mark Norman jokes. And he goes, I made about 10. And he said, I hate to say it, but about 3 or 4 were actually pretty good. And so I never even thought about just making a score, a creative, interesting, impressive musical score, even based on in-game events. So as always, it's going to enhance the emotional impact of your game when you have something like that. And sound effects with the generative AI, you can use it to, you know, it's like if a rabbit goes by, it doesn't go honka honka, it's going to know what a rabbit sounds like. And that's when you get it with the ambient soundscapes as well. We know about dialogue generation. That's just basically writing realistic dialogue for characters. So how many jobs were eliminated right there? Script writers, right? And you think about NPCs. How many
I mean, I know that there are a lot of if-then cause and effect games like Mass Effect and others, and just games like the Bethesda games like Skyrim and Fallout games. You know, you can be a complete jerk, or you can be, you know, benign and apathetic, or you can be a prince, whatever it is, princess. You can be a sweetheart or a complete, as I say, hard ass. But the generative AI would just write the whole thing for you. And the thing that I think is even more crazy is the personality for your NPC as well. It's non-playing character or bot. But I mean, what did we see from Sports Illustrated? Maybe one of the reasons why they went basically belly up, there was a guy, at least there was a picture of a real person, and he had a name, and then it had a profile for him, basically said, you know, I like nice people and Chinese food. I hate mean people and black licorice, or whatever it said. And he wrote an article about some volleyball, and it was college volleyball or whatever. The person didn't exist. And the article was written by AI. And of course, SI was like, "This, we hired a third party. We can't believe this happened. We're so sorry." And well, I mean, if you can do it there, you could do it in a video game, right? But, you know, that's the thing about dynamic storytelling, or is what we can also call nonlinear storylines. And that can help personalize your gaming experience. Different endings, right? Different endings as well. And kind of like what we saw with that Black Mirror episode on Netflix, where you could pick. I mean, it wasn't the greatest episode, but it was cool because we've never seen anything like that before. Well, we're going to go ahead and go on the TV and pick how it's going to end. But, you know, it's even more crazy if you think about the automatic quest generation. And you just tell the software, this is our narrative. These are our characters. This is our timeline. This is the world that we're in, and it will generate your quests. And so Jade Raymond, who developed Assassin's Creed, just said that big budget games, it's just unavoidable, because not only can they save money by cutting jobs, ouch, but they can make the game so much faster as well. And that's been such a terrible thing over the years when games get rushed. And we just saw it with Cyberpunk 2077. And you think, how would a game ever be put out while it's still buggy, before it's been beta tested, before what's not ready? And why would you take a cake out of the oven and hasn't even risen in the pan yet? And there are myriad reasons, but mostly it's because your investors were told, hey, this game has to be out by spring of this year. So don't tell me it's going to be fall or spring of next year, because Clark W. Griswold wants to buy a pool and take everybody to Hawaii. And now you're telling me the game's not coming out. Sorry. No, it's coming out. Our investors are waiting. No, it's coming. And then it gets rushed and it's garbage. I think one of the coolest things to do with AI, and if you're really going to start taking people's jobs, which is not cool, but just beta testing. I mean, there are still bugs in video games. There's no way you can get them all out. But it's sort of like when you are playing a sports game like Madden or MLB, and you can just play a whole season. It's like simulate entire season. Boop, there it goes. You know, before the Super Bowl, EA always does the Madden. Says, we played the game 12,000 times and the Chiefs are going to win. They won 7,000 of the 12,000 times we played. So we think that, you know, and you can do that as well. Why can't you just do that with bug testing to get that out there as well? But the video game company Ninja Theory, they recently reportedly tapped into generative AI, and they generated vocal performances using the voice library. And Ubisoft, which of course has made a lot of big games like Assassin's Creed, they have their own in-house AI tool called Ghostwriter to create barks. And those are the phrases spoken by NPCs. No more reason to hire a voice actor at that point. The developers of Lords of the Fallen, they experimented with AI during production, and it was used to create generated voices for prototyping the early stages of the game's build. And then the final dialogue, they did get professional voice actors. But what that did was it made everything go faster. It's like, what would they say? How would they say it? Well, it's in there. Now you just copy it. And I don't know, maybe that saved a day. Maybe it saved a year. But AI is just, in my opinion, it's not going to replace the essential human creativity, imagination, and artistry that goes in to developing games. It's a tool like anything else, you know? And if you can speed up game developments and reduce costs, if those reduced costs could get passed down to the consumer, that would be great. But that'll never happen if games are $69 for all AAA titles. They're not going to all of a sudden say, hey, you know, because of AI, you can get this game for $25. That's just not going to happen. But if it can make the game better, it is a tool. You just don't want to see anybody lose their job over it. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We will come on back. We'll give away a game. I'll let you know what's new this week as well. This is the Video Game Review.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
The Video Game Review.
All right, hey, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, and I will let you know what's new this week in the world of video games in this segment. If you'd like to call up 1-800-878-PLAY, neophytes, newbies, hardcore gamers, and everyone else, I'm here for you. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, but it is 40 after the hour. It's time to give away a brand new game. The way you win it is by answering the question at rick@sportsbyline.com, the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer win. The game is called Lunar Axe. It's developed and published by Ops Game Studio. And it is on all the systems. It's on the Xbox One and Xbox Series X and S. It's on the PS4 and PS5. It's on the Nintendo Switch and the personal computer. I have it here for the Switch. Here's the blurb. Lunar Axe is a point-and-click and hidden-object adventure game with amazing handcrafted art, and old buildings are the scene of a mystery. And you must show your puzzle-solving skills to unravel the mystery. And this isn't a long game, but it is a very interesting game the way it is. The artwork goes as well. So my question is, Lunar Axe, is this the sequel to Golden Axe, or is this a point-and-click hidden object adventure game? Rick, didn't you just say what it was? Yeah. So let me know, is it the sequel to Golden Axe from the Genesis? Or, by the way, I heard Golden Axe is coming out as an animated feature some 40 years later. I'm all for it. I love that game. In fact, I have some of the music in this show. But yeah, Lunar Axe, just let me know if it's the sequel to Golden Axe or if it's a point-and-click hidden object adventure game, and you will win the game for the Switch on the Switch, as I should say, from Ops Game Studio, developer and published, also available on all the big boy systems, as I like to call it, as well. So there it is. I say, somebody asked me a time ago, why is it the second correct answer? And it's quite simple, because if I said first correct answer, you'd say, well, somebody's already beaten me to it, so I don't even need to write in. Second, you think, well, maybe I have a chance. All right. Some news about sports games on all these sports networks. There are apparently now less than 2 weeks, it's about 10 days left for remaining FBS college football players to decide whether they want to opt in on College Football 25 from EA or not. So Wednesday of this week, athlete marketing company One Team Partners announced that over 12,003 players have opted in so far. EA Sports just tweeted out 10,000 plus athletes are in the game. I don't understand why someone wouldn't want to be in the game. That would be a dream for me. Now, I played Division II football, so I didn't play on TV or any bowl game. So the fact that I would get into a video game would be pretty awesome, especially the last NCAA football game. More than 10 years ago, it was NCAA football. It came out summer of 13. Whew, that's when the PS4 didn't come out until what, September of that year, before the PS4? But because of NIL, name, image, likeness, College Football 25, remember, it's always the next year,
It's going to have more personalized features than ever before. Jersey names are going to be included this time around. You think about last time, they weren't. And according to ESPN, each player who opts in gets to receive $600 and a copy of the game valued at $70. And the game will have teams with 85-man rosters. So 10,000 joined in the first week. Daryl Holt of EA, Tiburon Studios here in the Bay Area, he said, the response to the athlete opt-in opportunity for EA Sports College Football 25 has been phenomenal. In the little over 1 week, over 10,000 athletes across the FBS have opted into the offer, with more saying yes every hour. We're excited to welcome more athletes in the weeks ahead and to debut this first class of athletes in the games when it launches this summer. Now, I believe it was Arch Manning, the backup. Sorry, with Quinn Ewers coming back, the backup. Looked good in the spring game, still on the bench. I remember when I was at Army Navy in Boston, and I was with all these writers from Texas, and all they talked about was how they were praying Quinn Ewers would go pro because they thought Arch would leave. He's sticking around. He might have gotten some advice from his grandfather and his uncles saying, just wait, we'll have our own game called Arch Manning. I don't know why you would not want to be in a video game and get $600. And you might say, well, what does $600 buy you? It buys you more than nothing. All right. Also, after more than a decade, just like college football, this is interesting because it's the same story. No tennis, no new tennis video games in more than a decade. But soon we will not only have one, but we will have two. Because this week we heard about the upcoming release of Top Spin 2K25. And that's billed as the official game of the ATP and WTA tours. That game was supposed to come out last year, but it got pushed back to 2024. So both tours announced the title in social media posts this weekend. And they had the finalized art cover that shows Novak Djokovic and Coco Gauff. Now, Novak Djokovic, of course, you could argue is the greatest of all time. Now, I grew up watching TV in the 70s. How old are you, Rick? But if you just count his Grand Slams, you can make a great argument for the Joker. And then Coco Gauff is not the world number one, but it's our best tennis player right now in America. I mean, man or woman, Coco Gauff is probably the most famous. It's not like the 70s and 80s where 4th of July at Wimbledon, you'd have the men and women's final and there'd be three Americans and a foreigner. Ooh, dirty foreigner. That's not what I mean. It's just that American tennis, of course, is, it's nowhere near where it was. So that's why you put an American on there for the American audience. And so the WTA said that the game will have a roster of more than 100 players, which is the most ever for a video game. But Top Spin will be released this coming week with 25 players. So says step into a world where you can play full ATP and WTA seasons with the current stars and the greatest tennis players of all time. So Big Ant Studios developed the game, which is published by Nancon, and the developer has worked on other tennis titles, including Tennis World Tour and AO Tennis, AO being the Australian Open. And early access on Steam, which you can get right now as well. It'll also be the PlayStation systems, the Xbox systems, and the Switch. Later this year, the Steam version on PC is unique in that players can deliver feedback directly to the game developers, which can be incorporated into the updates of the game as well. And so now there was also a press release in addition of Novak Djokovic slam challenge. And you can recreate milestone moments from his career as chosen by Djokovic himself. And so Ross Simons, the CEO of Big Ant Studios, said, quote, "It is a sincere honor to have Novak and Coco as the cover stars of our game. With the help and support of the tennis gaming community, the Big Ant Studios team continues to drive toward making Tiebreak the most authentic tennis game ever released." And if you're wondering about Big Ant Studios, me too. That's usually, you'd be like, who? All right, let's take a look at the new titles coming out Tuesday release dates, unless otherwise noted. Game called, actually this game's coming out tomorrow, Sweet Transit. Sweet Transit is a train game for the PC. Bellwright, also on the PC. Ayuden Chronicles, 100 Heroes, very anime looking on all the big boy systems. When I say that, that's both Xboxes, both PlayStations, the PC and the Switch. Lunar Landing Beyond, it's on everything. Phantom Fury on the PC. Rumble Club, this is a game for the PC, Mac, and your phones. That's Apple and Droid. Shadow of the Depth. Is that grammatically correct? I guess so. Shadow of the Depth on the PC. Sucker for Love, Date to Die For. And it's got kind of a unicorn looking thing on it. This game looks twisted. PC. By the way, no date is worth dying for, kids. Tale of Kenzira, Zao. Tale of Kenzira, colon, Zao. That's on the XNS, Switch, PC, and PS5. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Wrath of the Mutants. It's on everything. Metaghost, The Breaking Show. Metaghost, The Breaking Show, PC. Also for the PC, Odd Sparks and Automated. An automation adventure. Ratarinth, instead of Labyrinth, I guess. Ratarinth on all the systems except the PC. Another Crab's Treasure. This is on all the systems except the PS4. Very interesting. Arcade Paradise VR on the PC. Bootleg Steamer, PC. Crossy Road Castle, PC. Minicology, on the PC. SOL, Search of Light. This is on the 4, the Switch, the PC, and the 5. Saga Emerald Beyond, that's with a capital G in the middle, like Saga. Saga Emerald Beyond is on the Switch, the 4, the 5, and your phones, and the Mac. Solitaire Stories on the PC. Star Tenders, Intergalactic Bartending. And then Class of Heroes 1 and 2 Complete Edition for the Switch, the 5, and the PC. One more here. Manor Lords, also on the PC. It's like a medieval game. All right, let's take a break. We'll come on back with the cheat code. We'll do it together right here on the Video Game Review.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
The Video Game
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review, and we'll close out the show in our customary fashion. Just enough time for the cheat code. Send your requests to rick@sportsbyline.com. rick@sportsbyline.com. This one here comes from Kenny. Kenny wants to know how I can make the lightsaber real and Jedi Outcast. Well, Star Wars Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast. Yes, the lightsaber is just really a conventional melee weapon like anything else. But if you want to, like, seriously chop people's heads off and limbs and fry them and have them die on one touch, there is a way to do that. First of all, you type in DevMapal to get to the cheats, DevMapall, 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 lowercase, and then you type G underscore saber
Realistic Combat 1. Once again, G_Saber Realistic Combat 1. And your lightsaber will start taking some names. That's right. I said it right here. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review. We'll do it next week. Come on back on that. I'm Rick Tittle. Have a great week.